consecutive nights that we've ever had in this building. And but you know about Jesus, that he saves the best wine for last. That's just his MO. That's just how he operates. So if you have not ever yet had the opportunity to meet this precious couple, they were church planters and missionaries and Bible translators in the jungles of Central America for 7 years, helping to translate the New Testament into the language of the Kuna people in Panama. And that's an adventure in living for Jesus. We are so happy that they responded to the call of the Lord to come up to New England. And the Lord used them to plant Gateway Church in West Haven, which is just was and remains such a strategic church. And just the voice of the Lord has just come out of there and just call his people in New England to so many important things. More recently, Pastor Brian is founded and he directs the Apostolic Resource Center, which is a network of ministries in the U.S. and really with people around the world. And they're just working for the release of God's glory and transformation all up and down the eastern coast of the U.S. and Canada. Pastor Brian has authored quite a number of books, and you need to trample upon one another at the conclusion of service and get them while they are still able to be gotten. Now, he's got books on Moses and Isaiah, and a great book on Joseph, and a wonderful book on being prayer partners with Jesus. That is really a transformative thing that will revolutionize your life on prayer. There is also, even if you were at the Song of Songs conference with us, you need to get his book on the Song of Songs, because he usually, he just had to compress what the revelation God has given him so much to jam it into, you know, a 24-hour time span. So get the book. It's 235 pages of power. You thought I was going to say $235. But this is good, because this means the crowd is attentive. I could feel the tension rising. But it's 235 pages of power that you need to get, and it's not $235. So we're gonna give you an opportunity towards the end of the meeting to sow into their lives. But just open up your heart and just receive the powerful and timely and strategic word that God has given him. Let's give our best Harvest Time welcome this morning for Pastor Brian and Pastor Candace Simmons.
Wow, we love being here with you. You guys are so awesome. What a joy to be able to share with you this weekend. And for those of you that were part of our conference, wow, we got wrecked and blasted and blissed in the love of God. A book that starts out with "Let Him Kiss Me with the Kisses of His Mouth." What a book. And it's about our love affair with Jesus. Well, I happen to be in love with this hot chick next to me. She is amazing. Miss America 1969. She is gorgeous in every way, inside and out. I want you to know she has given me three delightful children and the most incredible grandchildren ever. Would you welcome Queen Candace?
Well, good morning. It's so wonderful to be with you, and I'm not going to take much time. I just want to, once again, just thank everybody for the awesome meetings that we've had. It wouldn't be possible without our awesome pastors over here, Pastor Nick and Patty, the sound team, the worship team, the people at the book tables and greeters, and so we're just so thankful. We couldn't have done this without them, and we've had a wonderful time. If you've been at the Song of Songs conference, I was, the Lord did great things in my own heart. And so just open your hearts this morning. We have a great message about the joy of the Lord today. So just get ready to be filled with the joy of the Lord, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. So I'm going to turn it back over to him. And so we're just going to open our hearts and let the Lord do a work on us today. So God bless you all.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, would you all be so kind as to stand before I give my five-hour sermon from the book of Leviticus? Lamentations. All right. If you get carried away and lift your hands up, then you're going to place your fingers right into God's light socket. You know, that happened to me a few years ago. I was praying and fasting as a recovering Baptist. I was coming into some new things in God, and I didn't tell anybody. I couldn't wait till my wife and kids got out of the house, and I cranked up the worship music. You know, this is like way back in the days of cassette tape, and there I was worshiping the Lord, and I just was praying, and I lifted my hands up into the sky, and all of a sudden, it was as though I got plugged in to 1,000 watt, maybe 10 million. Watts started going through me, and I just shook for an hour. And from that day forward, God has anointed me and has spoken to me and released me to lay hands on people and impart gifts of the Holy Spirit and the joy of the Lord Jesus. How many of you would like to be happy before the day's over? Oh, you already got your hands up. That's cool. Everybody. All right. Lift them up. Lord, open the sky, open the heavens above this beautiful people, and release now power into the heart of each one. Let the joy of the Lord have no boundary. Let the cup of fullness be our portion today. It is our birthright to enter into the joy of the Lord, the bliss of heaven. Is our birthright. Let it begin now for the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before you sit down, tell the person next to you, the bliss of God is yours today. Go ahead and tell them that. Okay, have a seat.
Muy buenos días a todos mis hermanos esta mañana. Aquí estamos a predicar la palabra de Dios. El Señor Todopoderoso está aquí en la casa de Dios.
Woo. Wow, I just spoke in tongues. Woo. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun today. This is a real happy hour. I'm telling you, this is thou shalt be joyful today. God has given me a prophetic word for harvest time. And it is this. You're about to break loose with the joy of the Lord. Joy parties are going to begin in this church. God is going to begin to give you some creative ways of outreach that have to do with joy parties. I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm telling you what the Lord has shown me. I have prayed for you. I have had dreams about you, and I have been anointed by the Lord. Can you tell I'm not bashful? I have been anointed by the Lord. As I'm saying it as humbly as I can, but I have been anointed of the Lord today to release to you the oil of joy. Now, I told Nick in between the last service, I said, I have not yet given what I'm come here to give. I don't know what it is. I know I'm supposed to do something today. So why don't you let me pray over everybody at the end of the service and just release the oil of joy. So we're going to do that for those that dare linger. You know, you've looked like the cover picture for the book of Lamentations long enough. You really have. You need the joy of the Lord. Do you know that sociologists have discovered that healthy children in early childhood, that a child will laugh or giggle 300 times in one day? Think about your kids and your grandkids, and you'll confirm that with just a little thought, how they can laugh over anything. Out of nothing, they'll just begin to giggle and laugh. And adults who are 30 or above, I think we may have a few here today, adults 30 and over, to be emotionally, even physically well, to have well-being in your inner person, you need to laugh or giggle between 15 and 30 times per day. Well, some of you got a big deficit. You've got a lot of catch-up to do. You know, the Bible says that a merry heart does good like medicine, and it's time to refill your prescription. You need to just come to the fountain of joy. The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, and in your presence is fullness of joy. If you'll get in his presence today, you're going to have joy before you leave. Matter of fact, ushers, let's lock the doors. No one leaves until everyone walks the path of joy in this house. Well, what a pleasure it is to share this word with you today in my four-hour sermon on the joy, the cup of joy, the oil of joy. Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness above everyone else, it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. No one was anointed with joy more than Jesus. You know what got him in a lot of trouble? He had so much joy. He just went to parties. He would come uninvited. He would laugh with the children. He enjoyed children all around him. You got to be a happy person for the kids to like you. And, some of you have been scaring kids long enough. You need, you really need. Something, you know, the promised land is a land flowing with milk and honey, not vinegar and Limburger cheese. God wants to release something joyful in your heart today. And why don't you turn to Isaiah 9, Isaiah chapter 9. Here's a scripture that came to me for you, Isaiah 9. I'm going to read some of these verses, and I want you to realize that joy sorrow may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Good morning, everybody, because this is the morning season. The dawning has come. Jesus was born, and on the day he was born, the angels of God came to the shepherds and said, "Behold, I bring you a real bad news story of great depression that will come to planet Earth." No, the angels rejoicing and said, "Behold, the glad tidings, the good news that will be great joy for all people." There was something about Jesus being born on earth and the very life and person of Jesus that releases joy to the human spirit. So you don't have enough of him yet. You really don't. If you had enough of him, you would meet your laugh quota long before you got up, before you came to church this morning. Okay, Isaiah 9, verse 1, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom." Everyone say, "No more gloom." Tell the person next to you, "No more gloom in your life. You've been depressed long enough. Why, you cranky, critical little thing. You know, what is this doom and gloom thing? You know, I'm a doom and boom. I'm a gloom and doomer, a boomer is who I am. You know, I don't know what you've been eating and drinking, but I've been in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not a matter of food and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, righteousness, peace, and joy. You're not really flowing in the kingdom reality of God if you don't have a well of joy. Let's draw from the well of salvation. With joy we'll draw water from the well of salvation, Isaiah 12:2 says. Okay, back to Isaiah 9. There'll be no more gloom for those who are in distress. Sounds like people right here in this room. No more gloom. So I'm here to announce to you, no more gloom. You can be as gloomy as you want. You can say no to joy. You can keep drinking your vinegar if that's what you're into. You can leave here just as depressed as you came. Or you can listen to this man that God has sent to you today to release to you the oil of joy. Number one, you need it. Number two, you really need it. Number three, for what's coming tomorrow, you absolutely need it. So you might as well just take your fill and drink some of the wine of joy today. The joy of the Lord is your strength, isn't it? It really is. It brings strength to the human spirit. Oh boy, joy, joy, joy is down deep in my heart today. I'm just looking at all of you waiting for the joy bubble to pop in this room. No more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he's going to honor Galilee of the Gentiles. Guess how he did that? He did it by the birth of Jesus. By the way of the sea along the Jordan, the people walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you now as people rejoice
at the harvest. As men rejoice when dividing the plunder. Can you imagine just, all of your enemies dropping their weapons and running away in front of you and leaving behind all of their wealth, all of their treasure, all of their goodies, all of their MasterCards, and all of their American Express, all of their cheesecake, and all of the plunder. And it's all yours, and you did nothing for it. I mean, it's really like, winning the lotto and you didn't even buy the ticket. It's a publisher's clearinghouse, and they come with a sign to your door, and you didn't even play or put in an entry. God is just giving his people joy in this hour. And some of you are going to let it go right on by. But that's okay. I'll take, Lord, let me have whatever they don't want. I'll take what you're drinking. I'll just take, Lord, what the angels have. Do you know there's no angel ever recorded that has ever had to have therapy, ever? Not one seraphim has taken medication. There are no cherubim that have anxiety attacks or have freaked out and had nervous breakdowns. None. They all have a party. You know, when you die, the Lord is going to say, enter now into the joy of the Lord. Eternal, endless, long-lasting, forever bliss is your portion forever. So just practice. Just practice for eternity. Just have some OJT for eternity and get this joy down deep in your heart. I'm going to keep telling you till you receive it. You need this. Oh my, you really need it. Well, there's nothing wrong with you. A little bliss wouldn't cure. Religion knocks the joy right out of you. Dead, guilt-laden, guilt-driven theology just knocks joy right out of the heart. I can remember growing up and my parents literally dragging me to dead church, and I was told to shut up and sit down. Now, do I look like a shut up and sit down kind of person? And, you know, I still remember my parents trying to, like, bring things. This was before, what's the play, Game Station or some of the hand game stuff. Boy, I just went blank on that one. But, yeah, it was before those days, obviously. And, they brought books and they may have brought Etch-a-Sketch, which was a big mistake because I hit people with it. But I would do stuff. They'd bring paper and pen until I wrote on everything I shouldn't. And I can just remember, like, barely making it through a service, having to sit there and shut up. Well, I don't know what your house is like, but when I have my family over at our home, and I've got three kind of loud, aggressive children, and I've got five mega loud, mega aggressive grandchildren, and you get us all in a room, we're just having a fun time, a blast. I mean, it's just loud, it's rowdy, we have fun. It's nothing but fun and games. Our grandkids put on skits. They go into the room and make us come and sit lined up there, and their grandkids dress up and they do these plays and stuff. We're a very dramatic kind of family, can you tell? They don't get it from me. It's obviously from Grandma. But well, why is it that we would have a family like that and God's family has to come and sit in rows and be quiet and be really, don't say anything. Don't be too happy. And that's religion. I'm telling you that. If that's religion, bro, I'm done. I'm you know, now that I'm 40, I'm too old to do that kind of stuff. I don't want that kind of stuff. Why are you laughing? All right, I'm 42. It's kind of hard when we've been married 39 years, but I'm done with religion, guys. Done with it. My Jesus, Jehovah Joy. He is just like, he has zapped me with joy. I want bliss. I want a cup overflowing. I want to release the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy. If you don't have joy today, you are out of the presence of God. Deep theological thought. And you just really need God to come and plant a big kiss on your spirit and to just bliss you a little bit and to show you
what eternity is all about. Sure, you got reasons to be discouraged. I know about that mess you got back home. That stinks, doesn't it? It's horrible what you're going through. And the creepy people you got to work with. Isn't that a bummer? I know it's horrible. And then there's the church folks that you put up with. You know, if you look at the weather, the stock market, and just, you know, anything from an oil spill to, you know, climate change, you can just get bummed out. You can just get all discouraged. Oh, woe is me. Well, let me tell you, that is not going to do anything but shorten your life, make you miserable, and shut down other people from coming to know the Jesus you say you love. Joy will lengthen your life, strengthen your body, cause your immune system to light up, and it will just make you sleep better. Your craving for food will get less. You'll probably lose 20 pounds if you'll just start being a little bit more. Yeah, I was 400 pounds before I married Jenny Craig. You just got to get a little bit of the joy of the Lord. Why a little bit? Why not so much? You're overwhelmed with the joy. You can't take it anymore. You have to say, Lord, lift it. I can't handle all of this. God wired you for pleasure. He wired you for joy. He said, listen, when I sent my son to the world, I sent a party to the earth, and they blew the party favors, the angels to the shepherds, and announced a new season of great joy. Before he even came, it was prophesied a season's coming where gloom is going to be over and gone forever. Now, if you want to leave with your gloom, you can, but I would assume that most normal people want to be happy. You don't wake up in the morning and say, oh gosh, how can I be so upset and discouraged today? What can I do? What cat can I kick? What person can I molest and bother? And what can I do to just make everybody, including me, miserable? No, we wake up and we seek to be happy. God wired us that way. He created us in a place called paradise. It was a wonderland of love called Eden. And the word Eden means delight and pleasure. Imagine God putting his favorite people in a place called pleasure. Oh my, that would make me into a Christian hedonist right there. Just to be in a land called pleasure. That's where he formed us and where he made us. He wants us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, be depressed. No. You know where Paul wrote those words? What was going on in his life when Paul wrote those words? Somebody tell me, ladies and gentlemen, where was the Apostle Paul when he wrote? He was in prison as he was flipping out for the Philippians, man, and he was flipping back and forth for the Philippians, and he wrote a book out of the prison cell of Rome, and he sent it to Philip's Pie, and he sent that book, and it's a book of joy. Joy in your circumstances, joy in Christ, joy in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. The one promise, let me say it better, the one command most repeated in all the Bible. This will change your theology right here if you'll listen to me. The one command most repeated in all the Bible doesn't begin with thou shalt not. The one command is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I dare you to praise the Lord and be depressed at the same time. You can't do it. You just cannot do it. If you're going to praise the Lord, you're going to come out of your dungeon of darkness, the depression, the discouragement, the despair. I'm going to break that off of you in Jesus' name in just a moment. You're going to come out of that because rejoicing and praising the Lord, you know, you need some dopamine of delight. Is what you need. You need some endorphins of ecstasy, the serotonin of sublime praise. That's what you need. I prayed for you that God would, I really did. Lord, release the endorphins of ecstasy to the people of God. Just fill their brains. I'm feeling it in my mind right now. You say, wow, are you weird? Oh, you just now figured that out? Dopamine. Why don't man? I'll take that. I'll have that one. Let me have it. Do it, Lord. Give me more. The Lord showed me in a vision one time. He said the day's going to come when people are going to line up. They're going to line up to come into church. Matter of fact, I had a 10-day encounter with the Lord. This had never happened before or since. But for 10 days, nonstop, it seemed like nonstop, I was caught up and had an experience with the Lord. And in that experience, I would go to bed at night and I would dream a dream that lasted all night. And then I would get up in the morning and pray. I was so shaken by what I saw in the dream. I began to pray and I fell into a trance and I'd have a vision and it picked up where the dream left off. And which is strange. And then I go to bed and it picked up where that morning's vision left off. And for 10 days, I had this supernatural prophetic introduction to the last day's visitation that God was going to release to New England, to New York, to the six states of New England, up the Hudson Valley, throughout upstate New York, into the Big Apple and into the Big U. And he's going to release something here in the six states of New England that are so powerful. And I saw church gatherings like this that would, they called them shifts. And when the shift was over, draggers, not catchers, draggers would drag the people out because hundreds and hundreds of people were outside the door to come in. And I saw an awakening. I saw a spiritual awakening. And it was the joy visitation, the joy of the Lord. It was the joy party. It was the bliss of God being poured out on the earth. I'm telling you, joy will attract. You want to be around happy people. That's why you want to quit that job you're at. I mean, they're so weird there, aren't they? You want to be around happy people. The people that are laughing are the church staff here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, why would you be that negative Nilly that would always bring that dark, morose, melancholy thing into the room? Keep it at home, baby. Stuff it under your bed. When you get up in the morning, seek the Lord while he may be found. Gather your manna. Feed your spirit on him. Feed your soul on him. Get before the Lord, and you're going to have the fullness of joy, because in his presence is fullness of joy. I don't want partness. I'm done with partness of joy. I want fullness of joy. Is partness a word? Okay. I want fullness of joy in my life. Well, I'm going to be around happy people. And if you're going to be around me, I promise I'm going to be a happy person for you. Well, okay. We'll unlock the doors in another 2 hours. Those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation, increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. It's kind of hard for me to imagine, you know, if Jesus can't make you happy, nothing will. Bro, you've really got an issue. Your issues have issues. You need to get a t-shirt that says, I have issues. Just go ahead and broadcast it. If Jesus can't bring you joy, it may be your problem. Deal with your problem. Because the worst thing that could ever happen to you will never happen to you. You're going to heaven. Eternal bliss. Eternal joy. At the right hand of God, you're going to be the bride at his side, ruling and reigning for eternity. The co-signer to the title deed of the universe. You will be at the very throne of God forever, ruling with him. Angels and nations and demons all bowing before you. That's right. They're all going to be under our feet. God of peace is going to crush Satan soon under your feet. You're a Satan crushing, giant killing champion of eternity. You have every spiritual gift. You lack no good thing for those that walk uprightly. Every spiritual blessing that you could ever receive, you already have in Jesus Christ. Listen, if God were to give you any more, it would threaten the Trinity. We'd have to change it to a quartet. Oh boy. God has really blessed you, and you're still looking like you've been sucking that pickle. God has just... I bet you put lemon juice in your tea. You know, some of you are starting to fill up your deficit. You're getting there. You're starting. You know, I just prophesy to harvest time in the name of our precious and loving Lord Jesus. that a new level of joy is about to break loose in this church. And as it does, you will run to Poland and you will run to the nations and you will run, you'll empty your pockets. Oh, look out. And you'll actually love the people you work with and you live with and you're married to. And joy will come in the morning. And joy has nothing to do with the headlines, your 401k, what you think should have happened in your life and how come and why this and oh me. It has nothing to do with that. Joy, it's a choice to rejoice. It's a choice to rejoice. You can leave here and I'm going to take the joy you leave behind. I'm going back to all these chairs and picking up all the crumbs of joy that you won't pick up because I want them. I've determined to be the most joyful man on earth. I want to be the most inspiring leader that I can be in the coming days. Now, yes, I can teach the word and I can preach and exhort and tell you about the wrath of God if that's what you want. But I've chosen to rejoice. No matter what is done to me, no matter what I don't have. I learned in the dark jungles of Central and South America when we had nothing. I mean, we didn't have Diet Pepsi. We didn't have Snickers bars. We had nothing but Jesus and a mission from God. And I learned in those seasons when we lost our first set of partners and here we are alone. And then we got another set of another family that came in. We lost them. Of course, it wouldn't be us that was the cause of that. But they for one reason or another, they couldn't handle the difficulties in the jungle. And then our daughter was bitten by a snake, 5-foot-long snake wrapped around her foot and just filled her full of venom. I'm telling you the truth. I hope you're hearing me. You want me to tell you in Spanish? I will. She nearly died. We've had every demon in Central and South America chasing us. We had people wanting to kill us, poison us, trying to remove us. Actually, our village was overrun with Colombian guerrillas and kidnapped the missionaries that we set in place after we left our village. And just shortly after we left, they were kidnapped and killed. Our best friends are martyrs. And I'm telling you, we've had our journey like you've had a journey. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, we all have come. Your story is horrible, but you know, I've got a story too. And the person next to you that may not show it, they've got one pretty phenomenal story to tell as well. We've all got our stuff. We've all got our past. Our resumes are not that fantastic. None of us. But there is a choice down deep in your spirit, in the gateway of truth and revelation within the inner being of your spirit. There is a portal that can open and say, I'm choosing. I'm taking the truth of God, sinking it down over every dark thought and every dark thing that's come against me, and I am going to walk in the joy of the Lord until I am strong enough to release that cup of joy to others. So I'm giving you a cup today. I'm giving you a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. I've been sent on a mission to ruin your depression. God sent me here to crash your pity party. And I'm going to give you a cup of joy, a drink of clear, cool water from the throne of God, clear as crystal. And I can honestly say, folks, that if you cannot receive and drink deep of this cup of joy, it's not my problem. I'm going to do what God's told me to do, and I'm going to ask of you, beloved ones, that you would do what the Lord is inviting you today to do. And that is to drink from the fountain of life. Drink your fill, O lovers. You know the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, etc. 9 fruit of the Spirit. It concludes in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And it says, against these things there is no law. There's no law against joy. There's no law against joy. Oh, religion will say, no. God says, hey, come on, let's come to a party. We'll call it church, happy hour. Let's come to the banquet. You know,
Jesus taught all these parables about wedding feasts and wedding banquets and wedding garments and bridegrooms and brides, and because he knew that was the happiest day. Here in Isaiah 9, it talks about men rejoicing as though they just conquered their enemies and took all their spoils. There's a day of rejoicing coming. It's called awakening. It's called revival. Whatever concept you have of revival isn't working, and it's not enough. Take this one. Try this one on for size. It one size fits all. It's the joy of the Lord. So drink from the well of salvation. Take the cup that I'm offering to you. The Spirit of the Lord is offering to you today. Drink it. Drink it to the bottom. Take all you can. Because what's coming, you're going to need the effervescence of eternity. You're going to need the bliss of God. You're going to need a blessing so great and so glorious that it will ruin you forever. My, I feel the presence of the Lord here in this room right now. I feel his presence. Look out. I'm unhooked. I'm unleashed. Oh, he got out of his cage. Look out. Ah! My wife's going, oh, Jesus, help my husband. Oh. There he goes. Where's he headed, you know? Yeah, she's ducking up here. Oh, Jesus. Let's have the Poland. Where's the Poland team? Oh, we love you. Come on up here. Let's honor them. And I want to pray and prophesy over them. Wow. What is this? No guys? Here am I. Send my sister. Put your hands together, honor them one more time. All these ladies, women of God. Wow, 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 wow. Woo! That's amazing. And all the men say, I'm glad you're going. We'll stay here and pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What are you going to do? You're the leader, right? Okay, what are you guys going to do there? Oh, well, okay. I understand now. I repent, guys. And you're going to teach on... teaching, preaching.
Ministering in intercession and in prayer. And we're going to bring the joy of the Lord with us.
Hey, can I ask the really handsome, cool guy... with your hand on the door, if you would go back and see if there's any of the Prayer Partners with Jesus books still left, I'm going to give whatever's there. I want to give them to the team. And those that haven't read it, you can take it with you and read it. And the rest of you, you have to pay $253. You can go on Amazon or when I get on Larry King, you can get it there, whatever. Okay, you're going to teach on prayer and intercession. That's awesome. You guys... would you lift your hands up? I'm going to release the spirit of prayer over you right now. There is the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession. We only had three left, okay? We'll give them, make sure the two leaders get those, and then you can do with them as you see best. But Father, I release over them now, spirit of intercession, spirit of prayer, night and day prayer. Let them be prayer on two legs. As they pray... all the way to the airport as they travel together, all the way to the airport, all the way on the plane, all the way to their hotel, all the way to the conference, all the way through. Let them become prayer on two legs, night and day prayer, prayer, anointing of prayer, anointing of prayer, night and day prayer, radical prayer, fiery prayer, anointing for prayer and intercession. As they lay hands on the sick and the women of Poland, they're going to release the glory of God. More, 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 more. Spirit of prayer. Woo, woo. More. Red hot. Too hot to handle. God, I pray that you'll fire them up. Torch them up. Let the angels of God go before them. Miracles of God go before them. I see you speaking more times than you think. I see the Lord orchestrating your trip in a way that obviously it's going to be a little bit different than what you have first imagined, but it's all going to be good. I see great and lasting friendships with leaders. I see you touching media in Poland. There's going to be some media outlet, whether it's television or newspaper. You're going to have a connection.
Your team is going to be interviewed. You're going to be able to present Jesus in a way that you never thought you were. It's not just going to be the women of that conference, but it's going to be the women of the entire nation. They're going to be affected by your travels. I see your family being cared for that you leave behind. I see a concern. There's one of you over here that has a concern about a family member, and I see the Lord caring and blessing for that family member, and you're so concerned about it because you're good mamas. And Lord, I just pray anointing on their life. Candace, you got some words for them? Prophesy over these gals.
I see you raising up leadership there in Poland. As you pick them out, I see the Lord raising them up, bringing them forward. So you stirring up gifts in these women. Also see the Lord ministering more to you than even than you minister to them, just you coming home with such a burden, not just for Poland, but I see some of you beginning to get a burden for other nations as well. I see someone on this team wanting to go back and just be there permanently, being a minister there in Poland. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the calling that you've called them to, Lord Jesus. So great is going to be the effect of this ministry there. See emotional healing coming to many women. We thank you, Lord, for a transference of anointing for healing hands, Lord Jesus, be transferred to these women to bring healing to others, Lord. So we thank you for the depths of this ministry, Lord. You have called many of these ladies, even as a child, some of you have been called to go and minister. So now this is your launching. It'll be a life-changing event for you ladies. So we are so thankful for what you're going to do. God bless you.
All right. Stay plugged in. I want to release now the oil of joy. You need some of this. Woo! Oh, look out. It's already hitting. Wow. Bam. Oil of joy. Oil of joy all over her. Oil of joy. Increase it more. Anoint her. Oil of gladness. More God. Oil of joy. Oil of joy. Oh, you're taking it to Poland. Oh, they need it over there. They've been eating. Oh, they've been eating the wrong stuff. Give them more. Woo! Oil of joy. Oil of joy and gladness. You're taking it to the nations. Oil of joy all over you. The cup of joy is in your hands. The cup of joy. You have the oil of joy upon you. The oil of gladness. Jesus has anointed you as you go to Poland with the oil of joy. Woo! Okay. Lift up a cheer for the Poland team. More God, more anointing, more power, life-changing awakening for the nation. Woo! Oh, wow. Oh, my, my, my. I'm going to give you the microphone, Nick, and I want to come back in just a moment. And those of you that would like to receive prayer, I dare you. It's okay if you don't like me, I'll let my wife pray for you then. Okay? But God wants to ruin your depression. Tell the person next to you, he wants to ruin your depression.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give thanks to the Lord for that awesome word from Pastor Brian. Wow. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the ushers to come, and while the worship team's getting ready, guys, why don't you come on up? And you know, the scripture says that they laid their offering at the apostles' feet. And I want to ask Pastor Brian and Pastor Candace if they'll come. And I want everybody to just quickly come. I don't know how we're going to do this, but God's going to help us. God's going to increase the space. So I wonder, guys, if you would come and just stand in the center. And I want you to come and bring your offering. If you have nothing material to bring, I want you to come and bring your love and give them a hug and just give them a God bless you and thank them. And then once you do that, I want you to try to fill in this space because Pastor Dan's going to lead us in a big praise party. Is it okay if we do that? Because you just take your cork out. Just pull the cork out of joy. So just come, Pastor Dan, lead us, and let's do it. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, stand up and give Jesus a shout and a praise. And let's worship him. Just come on up, guys. Come on up. Bring your offering and just praise the Lord. Come on.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name. Call on our Savior, to fall on your grace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. Gathered together to lift up your name. Oh, to call on our Savior, fall on your grace. Hear the joyful sound of our offering as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that, yes, our God saves. Our God saves.